from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have garlic fries. Don't have SF in your name if you don't have garlic fries.
That's a little harsh.
People want their garlic fries, man. I'm not mad at the 510. But Brandon Ayuk, because I've heard a lot over the last month about the Brandon Ayuk situation. We've been back and forth as a fan base. Now, I've never believed that he's replaceable. You know, like, some of the rhetoric around Brandon Ayuk is like, oh, you just give him up for nothing. Just get rid of him. We'll be fine. Yeah, I don't know about that. Well, we asked Baldy the same thing. Is Brandon Ayuk irreplaceable on this offense? Here's what Baldy had to say.
You lose Brandon Ayuk, okay, you're going to put Danny Gray out there? Like, what are you putting out, Juwan Jennings? What are you putting out there? Nobody. There's nobody they're going to get that can run a route like Brandon Ayuk. There's probably nobody they're going to get that blocks like he does. They don't beat Detroit without that catch down the middle of the field. They simply don't make that comeback. That triggered the whole thing, that catch off the safety in that play. There's a reason why he's holding out. He thinks he's a pure number one, and he is. He's a real number one wide receiver. And they love to attack the middle of the field. That's their offense. That's where the ball wants to go. And if you're going to attack the middle of the field, you better have some fearless players. Not everybody is as fearless as Debo and Ayuk going across the middle.
You know, he's right. Like, and I think this is where, like, everybody. Like, I think the team, I think myself, like, we're all exhausted over this whole thing. And did Debo do some stuff when he was going there? Yeah, he did. He did. Remember, there's the whole him at the bar with the sparklers.
At the club. Yeah, he was third flashing.
Like, I'm looking at, and Sam, you did a great job on this. I'm looking at this Brandon Ayuk timeline. Look, like, can we just go down this time? It's been exhausting. February 13th. He said he'd be back if it was the right move. And then right after, his friend posted a video criticizing Ayuk's targets. And that's not his fault, but that happened, right? And then his girlfriend ends up posting, this might be the last time we touch Levi's grass.
She's not lying. It might be the last time.
Okay, that was in February. Then in March, okay, this is what happened in the month of March. The Ayuk deal will be done after free agency. That's what Rap Sheet said. And then the 15th, there's interest between the Jaguars and Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah,
and then,
we had Mia O'Brien on, and she said it was real.
Exactly.
It was real. And then all of a sudden, I'm randomly watching LSU Pro Day, and our guy Brian Thomas from Jacksonville, whoever was sitting there with him, I forgot who was interviewing him, but they said, you know, an executive told me that you remind them of Brandon Ayuk. I was like, well, they're not going to trade for Brandon Ayuk now. They're just going to draft the guy they think he's Brandon Ayuk.
On a rookie deal. Then a few days after that, he shouts out his twin, Mike Tomlin. Like, what? What? And then a couple days after that, Lynch says, hold on.
Well, because there was a rumor. It's like, Brandon Ayuk looks like Mike Tomlin, blah, 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 blah. So he just shouted out his twin. He shouted him out. He knew what he was doing.
Exactly.
You know, it's all good. We all troll.
Late March. Okay, Lynch says he wants Ayuk to be a part of the 49ers. And then on the 29th, he goes on the Nightcap podcast and says that he just, Brandon Ayuk does, he just wants his value.
Yeah, so the Nightcap podcast, he also got asked, who's a better quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo or Trey Lance? And he said Trey Lance in like less than 2 seconds.
I mean, it's okay. That's then cool. Then on April 1st, 2 days after that, Garoppolo comes out and says, oh, the 49ers and Ayuk are really far apart. 10 days later, he unfollows the 49ers on Instagram. And yeah. Then chaos ensues. He requests a trade to his agent, Schefter. Ayuk cares more about getting paid than actually playing football. Then the whole week of the draft, there's speculation he's going to get traded. We're not even through April. We're not even through April. There's like 11 things. And then they obviously go on to not only trade him, they draft a wide receiver in the first round.
Well, he was okay.
That's BS, man.
He texted John Lynch to say it was a fire pick. He was happy about it. He's like, fire pick. That was his boy, former teammate Ricky Pearsall, Arizona State.
Then the team, John Lynch, comes out, you know, in May and says, oh, you know, on McAfee, hey, we're past the Debo and Ayuk trade talks. June 4th, not at minicamp. Now, he's not the only one, but given the 15 things I said prior to this, it was news. Then on June 17th, he says, they don't want me back on TikTok. So now we're on multiple platforms talking all over the place. Later in June, he requests a meeting with the 49ers. In July, he requests a trade.
Before trading camp. Now, to his credit,
we're not even done. We haven't even gotten through August.
But yeah, we know what happened in August. Look, June 24th, he requested to be with the Niners, and they all met up. And it was all assumed that, hey, they got to the table. This is good. They're going to get to the table. Now, he pulled his last negotiating tactic by saying, I want to trade. Now, to his credit, he still showed up to the facility. He's still there.
So that was August 1st. July 23rd, he shows up and holds in.
Yep.
August 1st is the handshake hug. The handshake hug. Where we all thought a deal was going to be done. Bro, it's August 13th and nothing has happened.
So is that all on Brandon Ayuk?
No, nothing's ever on one guy. It takes two to tango when it comes to these negotiations. What I'm saying is I'm exhausted by this timeline. There's like 35 things that have happened this offseason. Are you not?
No, I'm not exhausted. It's NFL football. It's pro football, baby. This ain't the first rodeo we've been in.
Bosa was kind of out of sight, out of mind.
You know, but Bosa didn't show up to anything. We just didn't know what the hell Bosa was doing. And then his mom came on the stage and said, oh, he's in great shape, blah, blah, blah. He's phenomenal. And then next thing you know, he's midway through the season. He throws Steve Wilkes under the bus talking about I'm experimenting with new moves.
More tumultuous offseason with this week one matchup. The Jets, Aaron Rodgers, Hassan Reddick. It's the Jets, obviously. Salah. Or the 49ers with the best left tackle holding out now and seemingly not coming back. And the second team all-pro and Brandon Ayuk holding out.
It's the Niners. Because
this is just the Jets.
This
is price of doing business with the New York Jets.
The Hassan Reddick thing is so weird. Like, yeah, why
they
knew
they traded for him.
That makes no sense to me.
So, you know, so now we got Trent Taylor out there returning punts, and you see Danny Gray's going to get cut bodies, right? You're going to trot out Danny Gray out there to watch it. He's going to start next. That's what I'm saying. He is irreplaceable. Sure, the timeline is exhausting, but it's not the first time we've been through something like this. And you know what? It's not going to be the last time we've been through something like this. And quite frankly, thank God for the timeline of Brandon. Now, think about our jobs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you rather talk about Brandon Ayuk and what he means to the 49ers or what he doesn't mean to the Niners, as opposed to the Giants baseball we saw in May, in June?
Just sell.
I'd rather talk about this stuff than what I was watching on the Diamond with the San Francisco Giants. It wasn't selling. Our ratings had been in the gutter because of the damn Giants. Brandon, you thank the heaven you did all this stuff. Yeah. You gave us something to talk about.
Yeah, but at some point, I want to talk about actual games. So I hear what you're saying, because it's football.
You know, but it's sports radio. You know, the people don't like to hear about the actual games. They want to talk about the drama.
Come on, man. Like,
it's sports radio.
Can we get a resolution? Like, the team needs it. And I'm glad that Baldy just came out and said it. Like, this is a distraction. I know you and I went back and forth on that. And I don't think it's the end of the world. Like, I don't think Brock's getting under center, okay, in the middle of a game. Let's say he plays this weekend. And he's at the line of scrimmage. He's like, "Hut!" Or what does they say? What a red 42? What is the Jimmy Garoppolo? Because they did the same thing.
Green 18?
No, it's not green 18. I know Dak goes, "Here we go." The Niners do red 18?
Yeah, they do something.
It's something like that. They do the same one, right? Anyway, point being, I don't think he's getting under center, and he's going like, "Oh my God, Brandon Ayuk's not here. I'm exhausted. I'm thinking about what I'm going to get questioned in the offseason." Like, no, I don't think it's that dire. But I to say that this is like, oh, that it has no effect on the team, that's crazy.
Well, you know, I'm kind of with keeping the faith here on YouTube. Shout out to YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. I'm with keeping the faith. Anything 49ers-related? Giants baseball talk. And the Niners, because we didn't know if it was going to be B.A. or Deebo Samuel being traded. And then we get Ricky Pearsall. We actually got to interview Ricky Pearsall. We came up with the list of what we should show, what should Ricky Pearsall experience. Now, right now, he's probably just experienced a hot tub and a cold tub and get his hamstrings right and get his shoulder right and get on the practice field. So that's one thing. But, you know, B.A. kind of saved the summer. Because if we just zoom out here, and I know we got to get our emotions are in play here. We want him on the field. We want to resolve as a fan. But just zooming out, the businessman, this is where businessman Bonte comes into play. The Warriors didn't make the NBA playoffs.
Okay.
They got knocked out in the playing game. So we talked about that until we're blue in the face. Clay this, Clay that, Draymond this, Draymond that. Steph, what he's going to want. Pajinski, Kuminga, trades. Paul George, Lowry, Markkanen. That was pretty damn exhausting. But boy, with the Giants scuffling and their inability to hit with runners in scoring position, the Warriors all season and the Niners all season, same summer. So the businessman in me is saying, you know what? Thank you, Brandon Ayuk, for the content. Now, am I exhausted as a fan? Sure. But I'm exhausted in this sense. I'm exhausted not so much about whether or not he's going to go to Pittsburgh or whether or not he deserves the money. It's how I've heard from a lot of Niner fans saying that he is simply replaceable. He's the fourth option in the offense. I'm saying, fourth option in the offense. He may be the greatest fourth option in NFL history outside of Isaac Bruce with the greatest show on turf. That's what's been exhausting is the dilution of Brandon Ayuk's value to this football team. We just basically say, yeah, we could just find anybody to put him in Brandon Ayuk's spot. Are we sure about that? We want to go through that? That would be exhausting, knowing that the passing game is going to suffer without number 11. Now, you need all the parts whole. You need Kittle. You need Deebo. You need McCaffrey. You need Trent Williams. We get it. We need all these guys because they're a top-heavy football team. But what's been exhausting is trying to hear people talk themselves into saying, yeah, just let Ayuk go. He's replaceable. And then we get Baldy on the show, and he breaks down film like everybody else. Now, he's not right about everything, but he says this about Brandon Ayuk.
You lose Brandon Ayuk, okay, you're going to put Danny Gray out there? Like, what are you putting out, Juwan Jennings? What are you putting out there? Nobody. There's nobody they're going to get that can run a route like Brandon Ayuk. There's probably nobody they're going to get that blocks like he does. They don't beat Detroit without that catch down the middle of the field. They simply don't make that comeback. That triggered the whole thing. That catch off the safety in that play. There's a reason why he's holding out. He thinks he's a pure number one, and he is. He's a real number one wide receiver. And they love to attack the middle of the field. That's their offense. That's where the ball wants to go. And if you're going to attack the middle of the field, you better have some fearless players. Not everybody is as fearless as Debo and Ayuk going across the middle.
So that's what we're facing now.
But, Bonte, just because a couple people online anonymously with avatar eggs are saying it's not replaceable, I think it's more. No, it's not that. Then what is
it's
it?
It's not that. I get
I
a lot of
the majority
people,
of Niner fans are like, I really want the player, but I'll
look at my text thread. I got two diehard Niner fans that I've been knowing for a long, long time. Umair and Sheldon Shumpter.
Okay.
Who I respect dearly. Sheldon Shumpter played college football. And I've been going back with Sheldon Shumpter, and he goes, man, I think he's replaceable. He's replaceable. Let him go. Let him go. I should be paid. He balled out for us. I just don't think he's as good as he think he is.
Well, that's a lot of people have said trade him.
No, but a lot of people have said that we can find other guys who do what IU does. It ain't just eggs on Twitter. I know who I talk to. I know who I talk to in my everyday life. There's a lot of people I talk to saying that he is replaceable, Shasky. I've heard a lot of it from Niner fans.
I don't think anyone's like, Trent Taylor can replace Brandon Ayuk.
Nobody's saying that, but I think the question is this.
It's very simple. It's like, he's really good, but we're tired of hearing him talk about an extra million and the team balk over an extra million here and there if that's what it ends up ultimately being. We're exhausted with that. And so I do believe the majority of people are like, if it's going to be this big of a hassle, like, you're a really good player, you're not that great. And I think that's where people come down. Like, you're really good. I think it's really difficult to find your replacement. But if you're going to be all of this and all this, like, 35 things in an offseason, like, my goodness.
It's not just him, though.
I've tapped out.
It's not just him. It's the 49ers organization for misplaying their hand.
Oh, it's both.
You should have traded him at the draft. You should have traded him.
But you don't get rid of good players if you don't have to.
Yeah, but you should. If you're going to try to get rid of him now and thinking that you're going to get a premium player back, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. Not you, but I'm saying the 49ers.
But we don't know what the sticking point is. Like, again, so like this is it where the like whole misnomer is like, is he demanding 28.5 guaranteed in year one?
And TJ Houston is saying he wants 28 and they won't budge off of 26. We can't beat the middle. That's what we're saying.
Well, I guess where fans are left is they're like, well, wait a minute. Like, Cleveland's a winning team, and they're offering you, apparently, $28 million. Is it really just all about the end dollar? Because you're not going to make that
here. It's probably about living in Cleveland. A little bit of that. It's like,
you also get to play with Kyle Shanahan, and you get to play with Brock Purdy, and you get to play with CMC and Debo. Like, it goes both ways. I don't think it's a take it or leave it. But
what I'm saying is, so I threw up a poll the other day. Who's to blame for this situation? Is it Brandon Ayuk? Is it the 49ers front office? Or is it both parties? And 52% said it was both parties. 24%
I agree with that.
Said both the front office and Ayuk. So they were split down the middle with that. So, look, I'm just exhausted. I want to get the damn deal done. And I want Ayuk to go out there and ball out because he is very important to this
offense.
And all I'm saying is, in my life, it's not Twitter. Because when it comes to Twitter, who cares? There's a lot of idiots on Twitter. There's idiots all the time. All right. There's idiots every day that tweets at me about God knows what, and they want to be disrespectful. That's my Twitter timeline. So I don't really give a damn about Twitter. I'm talking about my everyday life. When I talk to most 49er fans, my 49er fans who are diehard fans just like you, Shasky, he can go bye-bye. We don't need him. He's a byproduct of having all pros on the team. And I'm like, damn, like that? We finally get a receiver to pop in the first round, and it's bye-bye. Well, he can go.
If you're going to be this big of a headache, it's not like Kinlaw. Like, Kinlaw was replaceable. Like, you know what I mean? Solomon Thomas was replaceable. Clearly, Trey Lance was replaceable, right? Brandon Ayuk is not quote unquote replaceable by any player, but it's, you're not as good as you think you are, dude. Like, you're really good, but you're not that good. Like,
second team all pro good.
For 1 year.
Well, he's back-to-back 1,000-yard receivers. He had a 1,000-yard season with three different quarterbacks, and we're just going to scoff that around
we're
here?
We're not scoffing at it. To get paid $30 million a year or $28 million a year, those guys have three, four seasons that are elite. Not just one. Not two good years in a row. Three or four in a row.
The fact that he produced a second-team All-Pro season on a team that was last in pass attempts.
It's great.
It's pretty damn good.
Yeah, but then
I think we're overlooking that.
No one's overlooking that. That's why he's getting offered $26 million. If he was getting offered $19 million, then I'd say, yeah, they're really overlooking him.
Tim Kawakami just reported 14 minutes ago. The IU side and the 49er side, from everything I've heard lately, remain unhappy with the way each has approached this. Still could come to an agreement, but it is unlikely to be all hugs and buddy-buddy. Now, this is after Diana Russini from The Athletic said, could the Niners and Steelers bring in a third team to facilitate a Brandon Ayuk trade? Diana Russini doesn't rule it out. Doesn't rule it out. So there could be a three-team trade that happens.
How many three-team trades in the NFL in the last 5 or 10 years? I can't even think of one.
You got to Google it.
Can you? Like, off the top of your head, I can't think of one.
Who would that third team be?
The Raiders? Devontae? Now, if I told you you were getting Devontae?
No, of course, I'd be jacked up about it. I mean, it's Devontae Adams. I'd be jacked up with Amari Cooper.
Given the total package, if it's a second-rounder Cooper, I'd be happy. I wouldn't be jacked up.
I got a player, and the situation's over. And I got Amari Cooper, comparable.
I still got to see, like, does Coop want more money? You know, does. Can Coop learn the playbook on time? Like, that. Sometimes things don't work out as well as we think they're going to.
Well, I mean,
on paper, it looks good.
I'd rather have Amari Cooper than no player at all. Going into the season with Pearsall and Jennings,
you
and Conley
both.
At the X,
yeah,
is a problem.
Both.
So get this guy into camp, get the damn deal done, and let's make this happen. We're quibbling over $2 million here.
That's what it feels like.
Now it's, you can stretch this out. And I've said this from last year when everybody was talking about
time for the legal.
You can't have Debo Adar. You could have moved both of them. I'm like, you can construct and structure the deal in a way where it doesn't hit the cap right away. You can do that.
Who's this third team helping the Niners?
I don't know. Listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZF.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.